As we continue throughout the week, soybeans continue to be the leader on the grain market. I'm Danielle Drotzman with your Farm News Update. To kick off the market week this week after the long weekend, soybeans and soybean oil was really the only two markets keeping the grain side afloat and in the green. And now Kleist with Kleist Commodities says a lot of that is due to the talk around renewable fuels.
Yeah, it's pretty impressive, the soybean market, but it lets you indicate all about soybean oil. There's optimism that we're going to see some change in the EPA and some of the funding requirements that will be announced in March. Also, longer term, there's optimism that Trump and Xi, when they meet in April, may lead to some additional soybean business.
But otherwise, as we look at weather, South America continues to be top of mind, especially when we talk about corn.
Otherwise, as I watch the weekend weather, Argentina had some very nice rains in the driest areas, and so that crop is improving. Some suggesting they could have a record corn crop. And so the corn is under pressure because of the moisture in Argentina and competition from many other nations in the world. Having the wheat market down 6 to 11 cents also puts pressure on the corn market. But as long as soybean oil can keep trending higher, and as long as the funds keep buying soybean oil and soybeans, that's going to keep them going up.
And another thing to keep an eye out for today is the annual USDA Outlook Forum.
And Danielle, that's really interesting because it really gives us the first thought of what the USDA is projecting for acreage and yield for the 2026 crop. So that'll be something that will have some market impact later this week.
And make sure to tune in to KleistCommodities.com here today.
A webinar that's free and open to the public Thursday, 2 p.m., and we're going to be working with Minneapolis Grain Exchange. They've got some exciting new products that they're going to be announcing. So about 1 hour, we'll start promptly at 2 o'clock, be done by 2:45, no later than 3. And so for the people that want to see what I'm looking at as being the key market factors to watch right now and some of my suggestions on putting together a marketing plan.
With your Farm News Update, I'm Danielle Drotzman.